the thoughts and views of Kevin Geist do not necessarily represent the Funky Town Podcast or Henry the Archer.
Say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
What?
I say Funky Town Podcast. I say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
Yes.
Please welcome Jeffrey Lord.
Oh, this is for the Jeffrey Lord show?
He has a tramp stamp. A lot of people don't know that about Jeffrey Lord. It's actually, it's not so much of a graphic as it is a map of a proposed mass transit system here in Fort Worth.
Lord, really? I thought Jeffrey Lord was kind of like a real guy, and the hired punching bag, Jeffrey Lord... I mean, this guy has no respect, no self-respect.
The Lord is the gatekeeper of all music in Fort Worth.
Everybody likes to dance because Jeff Lord is f***ing awesome, yeah.
Oh, Jeffrey. Like, really, is this the level that you sung to, Lord? So I'm done with Jeffrey Lord.
This is a song that a lot of people are real pissed off at us about. We ain't preaching, but this is our opinion. Everybody's got a right to free speech. And this song is about the fucking rednecks and the fucking jocks who bring in their bullshit macho attitudes to these shows. Try to wreck them by starting fights, spreading around their bullshit racist attitudes. If you really like the swastika so much, go join the Klan like your parents. If you're no different from your parents, then what are you rebelling against anyway? You're fitting in. Nazi redneck assholes, fuck off!
Susie's back from her
What is it called?
It was a suspension without pay.
Ooh. For 2 weeks, and now she's back.
What?
Yeah, I was in big trouble.
Don't share with if you don't want this? To.
With this?
Yeah, with the podcast.
How?
Well, it's because I'm quite a badass.
Oh.
No, it was really funny. I put that on 1 week ago. Susie's not here because Zach wasn't there.
No.
And I said that Zach and Susie are both on suspension without pay. And one of your friends all like, really? What did you do?
So I always try to make up a good story when people ask me questions like that. Like, the other night I was at Dreamy Life with Lindsay Cole, and this weird dude named Kevin, he's the biggest weirdo I've ever met in my life. He's like, how did you two meet? And I'm all, sex in a bathroom. And Lindsay's all, music show, and then sex in a bathroom.
Nice.
It was pretty funny. I always try to come up with something good, but sometimes
so
I can't.
Me and Susie made the trip out to North Fort Worth to hang out with him to the Archer, Sir Richard, and Charles, and Kevin out here. Not the weirdo Kevin.
Right. Not the weirdo Kevin.
A different weirdo Kevin.
Sure.
That's weirdo
with
Kevin.
Weirdo Richard.
I don't know. I think he's on drugs. He's on heroin or something.
No, I'm just, I feel like crap, man.
Yeah, y'all played a show last night.
That was a good comeback.
Yep.
That was
yep.
a good comeback.
Y'all played Three Links? Thanks. Or the Armory? Where'd
took me a while to think about it.
Yeah, you ain't got to swing it around. You can drink it, but...
No, I forgot. I just got to leave it on the table.
Oh, my God.
It's not a maraca.
Yeah, I know, right?
I feel hitting the table. Should I put this on a pillow?
No, it's fine.
No, we'll be fine.
Be fine. Where'd y'all play last night?
Three Links in Dallas.
Who'd y'all play with?
Medicine Man Revival.
Yeah, those guys.
Are they kind of the big band?
Yeah. Dallas.
Were they the
local
ones
band.
That were on that train movie that I was talking about last week?
No.
What was that one? They had Medicine in their name.
Did they?
Didn't they?
I don't know.
There's been a couple Medicine band names or whatever.
Bad Medicine.
That's a Bon Jovi song.
Oh. This could be a good idea, Kevin.
It's not Kevin's idea.
I mean, Richard.
Richard.
Sorry. Kevin's my go-to.
It'll help somewhat.
So y'all had a show last night.
Yeah.
And you had a good time?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was put on by Dew214, and they threw great events. Yeah, it was fun. There was a DJ. We played with that band.
Medicine Man Revival.
Yeah. It was a very long night, man. Yeah, I woke up like a couple hours ago, maybe 2 hours ago. So
Sunday's Charles always a good do nothing day.
Charles has been here all day playing Skyrim.
Yeah.
My daughter's been playing. She got it from her friend, and so she's on level 9. She's never played video games. I mean, I never really seen her play video games.
Yeah.
Not like this. She's really engulfed in it.
Yeah, it can eat your life.
Yeah.
Skyrim is so good.
She got nothing to do at summertime.
Video game talk.
Yeah. I went to the Methinks on Friday night. Actually, it was the Hint of Death album release party. And a program played. And you know how program is, what their music is like. You ever heard them? It's like
real 80s synth.
Cop chasing.
Which band?
Very.
Program.
Yeah. Program, yeah.
Yeah, it's real Miami Vice.
It's great.
Cool.
Totally.
I think I saw
it. So they played, and then after they played, it was Hint of Death, which sounds like their name.
They're metal.
Cookie Monster made an appearance.
Yeah. So, but you got a free CD when you went there, so I do have.
Were they good?
Yeah, they were good.
It was just the mingling of the two styles.
I thought that
sounds
was
like an awesome show.
And then it was the Methinks. Which, you know, does tend to go on the hard rock side more than the 80s.
80
cents. I don't know how the program got in on that bill.
Well, last night we had a DJ who was playing
got
dance
a
music.
For Ben Hams.
And then us, and then the DJ playing dance music, and then Medicine Man Revival.
But that's kind of cool, because that's in between sets.
But it was, like, cool. But even the other band was different than us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not drastically different than us, but it was cool just because... I don't know.
The
was,
DJ played some really good stuff.
Yeah.
Like his cuts, I thought, choice of music.
Yeah.
Well, the Methinks show was cool. It was kind of weird, though, because I was there with nobody. You know, I thought you might be there, but I figured you probably wouldn't be.
I thought about going, and then when I saw that you were there, I was like, oh, I'm going to go, and then I was like, nah. Yeah.
Methinks not.
Yeah, right.
Methinks not.
And Yeah, I saw Ben there. Mm-hmm. I didn't say anything to him. I think he saw me too, but I think he's just as awkward as I am about that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, I would say something, but he doesn't see me now, and I don't want to walk up and say something first. And I'm kind of like, oh, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think that might have been my favorite show that I've seen by the Methinks. And it may only be because I've listened to him a lot more lately, and Marlon has sent me over some old stuff. They're
right.
Listening to all this old stuff.
Right.
And their whole set was old.
Cool.
You know, I mean, it's like the first three songs they played, they didn't even stop. In between songs, they just went right straight from one to the other. And
right.
It was all off of a Make Mine a Double EP. this, and it was like the first two are my two favorite songs off that. So I was like, ah, this is the greatest thing ever. And they did play Loud and Sucky. I think California too. So they played a couple of the newer, but they didn't play anything like Mr. Dude or The Rock Def. To close out with Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool. It was real cool. It was a really fun show. And they wore orange safety capes. What's wrong with you? What'd you do to her, Kevin?
I didn't do anything. I've been staring at this, zoning out for the last 5 minutes. I don't even know what y'all were talking about.
Why is she crying?
Is she crying? She's laughing.
Because he's looking at me all quiet. And he's just like...
Yeah, when y'all were talking earlier, I was all like...
So, I'm sorry.
So, see, it was you.
Yeah, there's, like, we have up was, like, 15 minutes ago.
I've just been sitting here shaking, laughing.
There's a little bit of, like, a behind-the-scenes thing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, everybody.
Delayed,
okay.
Too, reaction.
Well, I was seeing this happen, but I was like,
I'm so sorry. It was all his fault.
But her face is turning red, and her eyes are watering.
See what he's doing? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Paying you back.
I've done nothing to you to deserve this.
I know your love it drove me nuts earlier.
That didn't sound good at all.
I'm gonna die.
So we're here to talk about a new single by Henry the Archer called "Your Love Drove Me Nuts."
Did you move it?
Huh?
I said you moved it.
Yeah, that way the microphone is pointing at me.
Mm. Yeah,
and not Charles.
That makes sense.
And me.
And not you.
Yeah. So,
Susie can't control the volume of her voice.
I try, but that burst of laughter.
Woo!
Okay.
So, but we did come over because in a couple weeks you're going to have a very special show.
Yeah, two.
Two very special shows. Yeah. Is one in Dallas and one here in Fort Worth?
Yeah, first we're doing Hometown Fort Worth at Chief Records.
Oh, that's cool. See, I haven't seen a show there yet.
I haven't either, honestly. I should. Probably.
I think Ray Wiley Hubbard's going to play there, or I did play there.
Oh, cool.
And somebody
else
that was kind of bigger than I thought would play there
mm-hmm.
was going to play there.
I didn't know you had a clotter ring. Is that a clotter ring?
Is that Scottish or
Irish?
Irish.
Yeah.
It's my wedding ring.
Oh, nice.
It's like the shaking hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the heart in the middle.
And then that's the 26th, and that'll be at 4:30. To 6 o'clock, and it's sponsored by Division Brewing.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have a keg there.
Oh, cool.
So there'll be beer. And then
and what are you gonna be doing there other than selling or giving away free beer?
Charles is gonna dress as a banana and dance for half an hour.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Go that go bananas
this
go go bananas.
This,
oh, see, I was thinking, let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the
movie theater.
Yeah.
Let's all go to the lobby.
So we're going to play, we'll play a
there
set
wasn't
there.
A banana in
but
that.
But it's a special show.
Why,
why is it a special show?
No, it's a special show because it's our vinyl release.
Right.
That is when our vinyl, our hand-drawn pressed vinyl, will be coming out that day. And that is why we're playing there.
And it's
oh, cool.
Zero
and
is a,
it's zero is a number on vinyl. And then...
yeah, I guess I would assume that Chief Records is so they're going to be carrying your record there.
Yeah.
Right on.
So the cool thing is actually that it's at 4:30, but at 4 o'clock there's a live Gunslinger show outside of Chief Records. So if you get there at 4, you get a live Gunslinger show, and then you get the band at 4:30.
Huh.
Yeah.
What day is this on?
This is on
it's
a Saturday.
Saturday.
The 26th.
And
so,
it's all ages.
Yeah, it'll be definitely kid friendly.
Yeah.
I should take, I mean, because I can definitely take Zoe and Diana.
For sure.
And she won't want to take Zias because Zias is a handful, but I want to start taking Zias to these kinds of things. I may have to wait a little longer.
I think you need to pronounce his name stronger when you say it.
Zias.
Zias.
Yeah, Zias.
Just like, you know.
Zias.
He just learned his full name because Zias is his middle name, even though it's what he goes by.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm William. William Zayas Lord. But the way he says it, I can't even do it the way he says it. He says William Zayas Lord the same way he says Funky Town Podcast. You know, it's super cute. But
so then the next day, that Sunday,
right,
the 27th, will be at Spinster Records in Dallas.
Cool.
Same thing. Also sponsored by Division. And
will there be a gunfighter there?
There will not. I hope not. There's not. That's not to say. I hope there's not one there. oh God. That's from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Right.
So you can also come and drink beer there too, and hear some live music.
That's cool. And we got to look at the record here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it looks like the album cover. I mean, it's exactly like the album, just big, or the CD, but big.
Yeah. And don't share the rest yet. Yeah, don't share the rest yet. Let's keep that a surprise.
It's a great surprise.
So you got to go down to Hand-Drawn and visit the plant.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, how was that? It was pretty cool. It was, well, confusing at first because I got lost in the back of the building. And so I walked into a whole other factory, like some other rubber factory, and I'm walking around inside because I had to pick up the vinyl. But then I found eventually where I was, and they come out and met me. It was pretty cool. And they were pressing a lot of stuff. They had some guy in from Ireland, a bunch of guys in from Canada, because they actually have the first version of that pressing machine in this country. So it's like, that's where they do all the testing and stuff on the first one, you know, to make corrections to future ones.
Huh.
So it's pretty cool. All those people were there, and they were pressing vinyl for, like, some pretty big names in there.
Yeah, because so, I guess it's not just hand-drawn artists that are being pressed there. You know, it's whoever wants to.
I think Johnny Cash's son was pressed there while I was in there picking up my records.
Yeah.
His stuff was being pressed, so...
And you get to tour it and look at all that stuff?
Well, they kind of keep a lot of that confidential, you know, because that's what they have to do. But we could basically see the machine just pressing from my angle where I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's pretty cool. I don't know what that noise is. Oh, that's Kevin on his phone. That's what it is.
Yeah. Hi, Kevin.
What?
You're such a distraction.
What did I do?
That you don't hear that noise?
I don't hear anything.
Because your data...
Oh.
It's picking it up on the...
Sorry, it was my
That's
dad
okay.
at work.
That's okay.
I also have to go
work?
To the next room.
That's so, okay.
Oh, no. I mean, if you want me to stop, I'd have to go to the next room real quick.
Yeah. I that's cool. I'm really excited to have a vinyl two of you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be good, man. It sounds really good. I've listened to it a few times. I don't know. I really dig it.
Do you have a record player?
Yeah, right over there.
Oh, okay.
Right over there, underneath the television. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's actually Kevin's record player. Let me borrow it.
Oh,
wow. Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's got two.
So when y'all make your next batch of music, do you think it'll be on vinyl too? Like, we think it'll try to be like a normal thing, or you think it's just a one-time thing? Well, I mean...
I'm planning on something coming out at the end of this year, but it's going to be like a 3-track release.
Like an EP.
So I'm not going to throw that on vinyl right now. That's not to say that in the future it might not find its way on the vinyl with other tracks from the past and the future, right? So we'll see.
Yeah.
But definitely there'll be vinyl in the future. I just don't know that it will be on the very next thing that comes out.
You guys should do a split with me, Motor Scooter. That'd be kind of cool.
That's what I was kind of thinking. It's like three songs, and do a decent split.
Like, yeah, you could do a 45, or even if you just did one song, you could do a 45 split, or do a you know, EP split. It'd be cool. And I've only seen a few bands that did that. I'm surprised that that's not a bigger thing. And it's usually punk bands that do
it. It's very expensive, man.
Well, I mean, just. Well, I guess it's always on.
You got to find something. Bands that have the money and also want to do it, but
right.
also have the money, want to do it, and they want to do it together.
Right.
So it kind of narrows it down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's a timing thing. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it could work.
Yeah, when I went to that Warped Tour show, it was when I saw. I saw Bad Cop play, and then after them, it was the... forgot the name of the band now, but it was a punk rock girl type band. But they had a split, you know, because I went to visit Barbed Wire Dolls, mm-hmm. and they're from Greece, and we went to their table, got their autographs and everything, but I bought their 45, and it was actually a split with Bad Cop. Bad Cop was like, well, that's cool, because I just saw them before them play, mm-hmm. and they're a girl type band as well. Mm-hmm. And so, but I think Side A is one song from one band, and Side B is one song from the other band.
Dope.
I think that's cool, but you don't see a lot of that. But I guess it is, because you do got to find, you know, a band that you're friends with, that you want to do it with, who has the time and the money.
Right.
Yeah. But I was thinking about just making a split just to make it and just release it digitally, but that's kind of dumb. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, send three songs over and we'll put it on Bandcamp under the same name. It's like whatever.
Right.
You know.
Me, Motor Archer.
Yeah. So, all right. And then, Charles, are you doing you're doing the Chillamundo thing, right?
Yes.
Y'all are doing, Sunday, September 3rd, is it?
Yes.
I have no idea. Oh, that guy stopped. See, he's kind of coming back.
you know, I don't know how much the guys want.
Oh, is it not a public thing yet?
But we've said that there is something going on, and I will say it's probably the dumbest thing I'll ever do as a musician.
Okay.
It's pretty dumb in an awesome way, so it's going to be cool. I'm excited about doing it, and there'll be donuts involved, too. So.
They're interested that I could borrow his GoPro sometime. Maybe I could borrow it that day, and I'll follow you around and try to shoot video.
Yeah.
How many do you have? Do you have two?
It'll be a full day thing, too.
Yeah.
I can probably say that. I'll be working on it from 9 in the morning till about...
It'll be like a full-time job.
Yeah,
right? Like 5, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And
it'll be 8 hours for sure.
What'd you do?
It's your phone.
Is it my phone? But my phone's on airplane mode. It must be this crappy
it
wire.
Might be.
It's the wire. So what? I just turned this down, so I could turn it up whenever we want to use it.
All right.
But the
it could be anyone's data on really.
It should
no,
export as two tracks.
Yeah, stereo tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Two track. Well, yeah. I mean, this will be one track, and this will be one track in stereo.
Oh, I gotcha.
So this way. You can replace this track itself with the actual audio.
And then, but I'll still have the talk in.
Yeah.
If we talk, if we talk while audio's playing, I can.
Well, you got the talk here.
Uh-huh.
And you got the other stuff here. So you can keep this and replace this.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's exciting podcast talk.
I know. Well, it's interesting how it works.
Can we,
I would have never known.
Can we put like a diagram or something or a picture on the internet to...
Oh, well, I'm gonna have Brittany
talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have her take a picture of us, the podcasting, so they can see our little setup.
Is this the first time you've used the H6?
It's not mine, so
oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
mine.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, the newer ones, they have a rack one now, so the all six of the inputs are in the front.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
That is cool.
No, yeah, so I mean,
so what it is? It's a portable recorder. It's a Zoom. But it's got four microphone inputs, like that you can use full-on microphones. So we're not using that. We're just using the room mic. And then running my phone into another input for... Well, here, do you want to hear why we're doing it? So we can play some of this
audio. Let's do it. Here, I'll turn this up a little bit here.
That Joe sent me. So Joe, Zach, and Rebecca, and Joe's wife Amanda went on the road.
To Montana.
Hey, guys. It's Zach. This is day one of our road trip to Missoula.
Why do you sound so depressed right now?
You gotta sound rugged when you're on the road, man.
Are you putting on airs?
Like, we've been in the car so many hours.
Pretending to be put upon? Or,
they,
or is this how you really feel?
They kidnapped
feel
right
now?
Me.
So where are we, Zach?
Oh, we are in colorful Colorado. I almost said sunny Colorado. It's sunny, I mean, it's cloudy, but...
Or cloudy Colorado.
Yeah, cloudy Colorado.
Hold on, so just so you know, I haven't heard this yet, so this could be total crap. I have no idea.
I can't hear it anyways.
Do you
want to
share headphones?
No, something to
it. Yeah, I think Susie wants to... Just now. Here we go.
What do you think of the trip so far?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. We're hanging out. I giving textly updates to my mother.
So what's been the number one thing that everybody has said to us so far?
We're making great time.
And is that accurate?
100%.
You weren't paying attention. It's not great time.
No, we're not making good time, but everybody says we're making great time. We are having great time.
Yeah,
it's
a whole lot of fun.
When you're driving somewhere.
We're getting philosophical.
Waxing philosophical.
Oh, yeah.
We did a Mad Libs, which we'll probably share at a different time.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So that was cool. We stopped at a new Colorado staple.
Oh yeah, yes. It was pretty neato.
Was that your first time in a dispensary?
Yes, it was.
They're pretty neat.
Yeah, I thought it was neat as well.
Probably
neat.
It was neat.
What else? We saw a couple antelope.
Oh yeah.
We saw a really cool double rainbow.
We did see a really cool double rainbow.
Full on double rainbow.
It was the brightest and closest rainbow.
Yeah.
All the way across the sky. All the way across the sky.
Oh, we see a really cool Carmen Ghia right now driving in front of us.
Yeah, that is neato. Neato.
It's almost like we're there. Yeah.
Neato Bandito.
All right.
Yeah, man, this is hot garbage.
Yeah. So day one, almost in the can. We'll check back in later.
See ya.
Bye.
There you go.
Bye.
So, what do you think it's like to be on a road trip with Joe and Amanda? You think they got like a tight schedule, like an itinerary? We gotta be here by this day, or like gonna be by this city by this time, and.
It would literally be as bad as if we were on one with Kevin Geist.
You think so? Whenever we stop,
yeah.
You gotta pee because we're not stopping again for 3 hours. Or...
He wouldn't let me stop and pee. They wouldn't let us.
I would throw around the car.
Joe and Amanda Tacky, yeah, they've got a schedule. They've planned it all out. They know where exactly they're stopping for gas, bathroom.
But see, Zach's pretty good at scheduling stuff too.
I'm all about that shit. I think that's how everybody should be.
Oh, no way. I'm just like,
I need
get in the
a schedule, man. Otherwise, I am lost.
I don't need it like every mile and like per hour and per 30 minutes. That doesn't work.
But I could fit the
most I need to know what I need to do at the by the in the end of the day.
Yeah, I used to have
a
goal.
Be at the end of the day, but not like 12:30. I'm supposed to be here. I can't do that.
No, it's like we're going to find a halfway point and then we'll stop and then, you know, stay the night or eat or whatever. And then, yeah. So we would go that far, and we would you try to guess how long it's gonna take you to get there, but it was never that big of a deal.
Yeah,
but
that was my drive to Orem.
I
knew I needed to make it to Albuquerque the first day. Yeah. That was all that I cared about. So I stopped at Cadillac Ranch. I stopped at like a big ball of yarn.
They stopped at Cadillac Ranch.
I stopped all those places. Cool. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I always want to stop at the Chicken Ranch, but
no,
wife wouldn't let you.
No, she won't let me.
The Bunny Ranch?
Wasn't there a place called the Chicken
There's
Ranch?
There's a Chicken Ranch.
Yeah.
It's still legal. It's still there.
Yeah.
The Bunny Ranch is outside of Vegas.
But it's the same type of thing. I guess the joke would have been funnier if I would have said Bunny Ranch. But it's the same concept.
Oh, is that Hef?
The Whorehouse. No, it's the...
It's one out in... It's in
Reno.
Vegas.
Yeah, but it's somebody big, but it's not Hefner.
I've never... No, the Chicken Ranch is old school back in the day. Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what we
have. Chicken Ranch.
Chicken Ranch.
Yeah, I don't wonder why I said chicken instead of bunny, because Bunny Ranch is the more...
They always said Chicken Ranch, you know, and that's where they would go when it was illegal.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sounds like a pizza with a sandwich.
A chicken Ranch?
I'll take the Chicken Ranch.
Right, it does. I didn't think of that. Yeah, I guess they're going out there to see some Traveler's Fest.
Mm-hmm. Because the Decemberists were playing. Like, that was the big draw.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Is it the Decemberists from, like, the band from the 90s?
Maybe.
No.
They're from Portland, Oregon?
Yeah. I'm thinking of someone else.
You're thinking about the Remembrance. Just kidding.
No.
I don't know.
The Rembrandts?
The Rembrandts.
The ones that do the Friends song?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm thinking of.
He's like a 5-year-old.
Yeah. So, Anyways, back, Zach will be back next week. What are we doing next week? We're going to go see
Bowling for Soup. Yep. I'm pretty excited about
as
that.
A podcast.
Where are they playing?
With that's my cool. daughter. The Aardvark.
Nice.
Yeah. They should play there.
Oh, that's a band. I thought y'all were
you ever heard Bowling for Soup?
No, I just...
Oh, okay. I was like, wow. That's crazy.
No, I remember.
They made national fame for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows 1985.
Mm-hmm. Probably if I heard it, I just can't sing it. Or
it names a lot of people from the. It's like it's got Springsteen, Madonna.
I used to jam with them.
Way before Nirvana.
When I was in Bindle, yeah. We played shows with them in Dallas and at the Aardvark a long time ago.
With who? Ah. With Goodwin?
With Bindle. No, no, I was never in Goodwin.
What's their song?
1985.
How'd it go?
Sing for us.
Yeah, come on.
Sing for us.
I've already sung for y'all once before.
When?
When we were singing Let's All Go to the Lobby.
Oh, yeah, that was right.
But let's sing the other song. Sing us a beautiful song.
It's like Springsteen and Madonna.
Way before Nirvana, there was
I don't know the word.
I can't remember either.
Can you just do the melody?
Nope.
Give us a little something.
Da, 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 da. Right? It's like there was
yes.
Springsteen,
yeah.
Madonna, way before Nirvana. Is da, da,
oh, yeah, they basically...
We go down
the
Kokomo.
Yeah,
it sounds like that. Get faster. Is that what you're talking about?
They basically ripped off.
It's
probably because that's the most...
I was thinking it was Ohio.
No, everyone does it, though. Like, you know, they take a theme from an older song and then put their new words on it. I mean, it happens all the time.
Which it can't song be that similar. I don't even know. I don't know the
Zach
song.
Can do it cause of...
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I can do it.
But you can't hear it, weirdo. There, hang on.
Yeah.
Just
I
keep talking.
It.
Don't watch me. What y'all looking at me for?
You're the host.
So Bowling for Soup should be pretty fun. We went and
they
saw
are.
Eric and who's the lead singer guy?
I don't know
their names.
Whatever his name is. We went and saw them at...
The big dude was awesome. He would even hit the guitar around
mm-hmm.
hit this whole body.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
does Eric do? Is he the...
He's
bass. A singer, I thought.
No.
Oh, he had his own band
yeah.
for a while.
Oh, he does. He still has it.
I forgot the name of it, though.
Yeah.
I've met him before.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
So you're turning this up a little bit. From a...
I think I remember. Yeah, I know this song.
Yeah, this sounds like crap.
The only thing that sounds good is the guitar.
Yeah, that's the only
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
No, that you can't hear crap.
Yeah, if you turn
wow.
all the way up, you can hear the guitar.
No, but even it. Here, it's just, it's like...
Here, can you hear this
but
one? Because
that's
one
the
my
song.
Favorite.
Probably just better to play it out loud, right?
Yeah, hold on.
Off the speaker or the phone.
Would you stop it?
My little... Right on. All right, so
what
that was
the thing.
Oh, you're right. I don't know what I'm doing. So, anyway, it's still pulling up. What is his
name? I knew what song you're talking about now.
Yeah, it's just,
yeah.
It was their most popular song
yeah.
as far as now. Have you ever watched Phineas and Ferb on Disney?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they did the theme song for Phineas and Ferb. There's 104 days in summer vacation and school comes along just to end it.
She went to Cleveland with some guy named Leland that she met at the bank. There's nothing
pop
wrong with Ohio.
Yeah, they played this song.
I don't remember this song. This is 1985?
No, this is Ohio.
Oh, okay.
What?
But it's a song about... But it's actually a song about Texas.
It's okay. Just do it on accident. It's not going to fuck up the podcast.
Come back to Texas.
See, they tricked you. It's a song about Texas.
Right.
Even though it's called...
Ohio.
You know, it's funny because I did see them live and they're like, we're going to play a song because we're from Denton and everything. And they go, this is a song about Texas. So it's obviously called Ohio. So it's like, well, that's funny. You know.
Yeah.
They were really funny when I saw them live.
Yeah, they've got really great, like, repartee with them.
Yeah, they really do.
It's fun. It's a fun show. I like it.
Totally fun. So, what else should we talk about with Henry the Archer? You making any new music videos?
yeah, there's a lot of that. Going on. We're going to do one on our own, and then we have another one in the works with somebody, but
That's kind of on hold right now. It's kind of on hold. But we might be doing some shooting this week, actually.
Oh, cool.
I haven't discussed that with Kevin yet, though.
No, I just, that was a random thought I had to ask y'all.
Yeah.
can you, maybe no, because you have, so you like have all your music licensed and,
yeah.
I mean, you've gone through and it's copyrighted license or whatever. So if somebody uses one of your songs without your permission, you can take legal action against, or at least ask them to stop or whatever.
Dude, I have been at work and literally seen people steal our music.
Really?
Yes. Really? Yeah. People can do it, man.
Well, I don't mean just like download it for free.
I thought he was talking about like if someone used our song in a commercial
or something like that.
Oh, yeah, you people, would know that as long as well. And yes and no.
Stealing
so,
it, downloading.
So yes and no, right? So the people that use your music in post production, they fill out something called a cue sheet, right? If that cue sheet gets submitted with a serialized number, because each song, once you register it with your BMI or ASCAP, it gets a number, right?
Right.
And then that number is embedded with whatever library the post-production firm chooses to pull the songs from. They'll take that number, they'll write it down, they'll submit the cue sheet to BMI or ASCAP or whatever, and then the artist gets paid. But it has happened, you know, more times than it should, where that cue sheet either doesn't get filled out properly and the wrong artist gets paid for the wrong track, or that cue sheet doesn't make it to where it needs to go.
Or if they just don't fill it out.
Because, like, there's been instances where I've heard a Henry the Archer track played on Return to Amish, for instance, or on MTV. It was on an MTV commercial. Never got paid for it. Kiss Me Baby was on an MTV commercial for, I forget, some show.
Yeah.
Anyway, never got paid for it. Still to this day, didn't get paid
for
it.
What's the legal action? Like, would we have to get lawyers or just BMI?
No, it's like what you get paid is just not even worth a legal battle. It's you don't get paid really much at all.
It'd be different if it was in a big, you know,
yeah,
a Tarantino film or something like that.
If it was on a commercial at the Super Bowl, I would get a legal team.
Right.
Yeah. But companies that do that, you tend to get paid.
And just BMI doesn't really have anything to help us, do they? Like, I've never looked at it.
I don't know. I have contracted. So I ran into an issue with Vice, because there's an episode they have called Death of the American Hobo, and about 10 minutes in to about 12 minutes in, it's just War. They play the song War, and it's really dope. It's with the way it was filmed and everything, it sounds great. Never got paid for that either, and so I actually wrote Vice's legal team 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And there's still occasionally communication between us. I've talked with BMI have but it just doesn't, it's just mud. It doesn't go anywhere. It's just mud.
That's crazy.
It's just mud, yeah. And then there's also things where, like, depending on, like BMI or ASCAP, some will pay for some things and some will pay for other, like promos, for instance. Like, if there's a show that's coming out and there's, like, a couple commercials that week for it, that might be considered a promo. BMI doesn't request payment from usage for promos, so you wouldn't get paid for that. But where ASCAP might, I don't know. You know what I mean? But there's different things like that. And it's complicated. And all that shit is always changing anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then at the same time, you've got the federal government trying to get involved and split up everything and take control. And that's also, all the organizations are fighting that together.
Oh.
So it's just a big...
Yeah.
Mess, man.
Then the guys could say, like, well, we just thought it was part of free domain. Sorry, it was an accident. And then they only played it once and it's over with.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen again, you know?
I was thinking more like somebody like a podcast likes one of your songs and they use it as their intro every week, like the beginning of their song or whatever.
There have been people that have reached out. For instance, here's a perfect example, and Dustin might be able to inform me better on this because he was explaining it to me. I tried to post to my YouTube channel the video for Why Can't You Hear Me?
Mm-hmm.
And it would not let me because it said that the music in this is copyrighted.
You're like, yeah, by me.
And I'm like, by me! You know, so I forget what I had to do to get it get it on there, but it had to do something, you know? So, yeah, some things get picked up. I don't know how. I don't know the intricacies and the...
Well, you also put the name, the title of the song.
Right.
The art.
I don't know.
Because I was wondering, like, I told Zach, and this is before I even got into fishing, I told Zach, I was like, I want to make music videos for bands. But not that the bands know anything about it. I'll just take a random, you know, him or something. I'll just go out and just film a bunch of stuff and make a cool video and put their music behind it.
I was instantly thinking about making fun of each song with the video. I'm like, oh, that'd be fun.
No, just like a really cool video, but put one of your songs in it and say music by, you know, mm-hmm. Into the Archer and the album and give a link or whatever. But mm-hmm. It's a music video, but it's not one that you guys made. It's more like, you know how there's fan art or there's fiction. Is there fan music videos? And Zach said that somebody took one of their one of the I Happy Am songs and made a video to, like, with their Grand Theft Auto game. Like, they recorded their Grand Theft Auto game, I think it was, and then put an I Happy Am song over it and made a music video out of it. So I was wondering, can you do that kind of stuff?
But yeah, I guess
you can't, because that's like, you know, especially if you're giving the band the credit as far as the music goes, it's just the video is what you did.
Like, there's been two videographers, one in Dallas and one in Denton, who have asked me in the last year or so, sent me an email saying, hey, you mind if we use this song? We were going to do, I think one was like a skateboarding video and the other mm-hmm. guy was doing something else. And they said, could we use your music and everything? I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they did, and I don't know if they had any issues. But I have given, I would say an okay. So in other words, if you use our song, I don't see, if BMI wants money, I don't see, I mean, I should still be able to say, no, fuck you, I said they could use the song, right?
You think so?
I would think so. That's still my, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
But I guess, it depends on this. Like,
they might be like,
could they contact him and say, hey, we need our cut, so we need to, I don't know.
It might be part of the deal if they're, you know.
I don't think so, man.
And maybe,
I doubt they'll fuck with it because...
Well, it's all yeah. You can. Know. It's all small
because it's so small. Right. That's where Richard was getting at. It's like, depending on the size of the project
right.
and what the thing is, that's all you need to worry about it. Like, if someone's gonna use it one time on a podcast, I doubt any singer would care.
Yeah, because I never
especially
worry about
if it's a local one. You know, is it a national TV show? Different thing.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because I think it'd be fun to make fan videos.
I have a copyright law book in. If you want to borrow it, if you're a curious mind and like to know about,
well, I really think you have to make money off.
I got an all set of books of music law.
Me too. Okay. Me too. You could actually borrow mine. It's Google.com.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Google.com.
Yeah. This author is like goes in a little bit more depth, so you don't have to search all over. You know. So.
Yeah. No, I think that if I made, let's say I made a video for, I just made this video and I used Nightmares as a soundtrack
right.
and I put it up on YouTube and I got a million views and I actually made money off of that video, then BMI might come and want to cut of that money.
No.
You don't think so?
That's what happened with Vice TV.
Yeah, you would
it's
think
still
so,
got
yeah.
It's got like 16 million views
right.
and it's still
so,
no,
yeah, so
nothing.
If they would mess with it then. That's weird though. But yet they go into clubs that are playing, where bands are playing cover songs of other bands and making these clubs like Lola's or whoever pay BMI and ASCAP fees,
right?
Because
they do pay, right?
Yeah, they opt. If they don't, they'll get sued and shut down.
Yeah,
you know.
I think clubs. I think they have to pay. Like, the way around it is, because I worked at a restaurant that had to deal with that, and I think the way around it was like you pay $25 a month and you can stream on like this radio thing, and you could bypass that whole thing. I don't know the intricacies of that either.
Yeah, it's probably one of those.
So does Big Mike have to pay?
No, because the club pays.
That's what I was saying. I have.
Oh, you talking
do they pay
for
them
cover
less?
Song?
Yeah, they're saying he's saying I didn't know that.
Oh,
was
I
the
didn't
first
know
time I've ever heard that.
Bands
now,
pay,
I thought you meant like if you play
world.
A jukebox, yes, they have to.
No,
they pay.
If there are bands that play cover songs in your club, then the club has to pay ASCAP or BMI
so
or whatever.
So we get, or when we get huge and we play a cover of a song and we play it to a huge audience, we would have to pay?
No,
the venue
would. Okay.
The venue
that's
pays
crazy.
That.
I didn't know that.
Because that's why I always thought that was part of the reason why that one place didn't close was that.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
Did you?
because they were having issues with their fees. They were trying to get a bunch of money from them and they couldn't pay for it. And so I think they ended up having to close. Wasn't no that
is that the Broncos?
And no,
rubber gloves.
No rubber gloves.
Oh, I thought you said this one. Then you, I didn't.
No, I think they closed because of that or whatever. But there was a big thing because they would go.
That's
kind of
interesting. I didn't know. I've never.
Did you hear
heard
about
that
dead body that they found over by there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like
and it was
like,
there for like years.
Yeah. After the rain.
When we
closed.
Played a show, about a year and a half after we played a show there, there was an article that came out about a body that was found in the shed house, and then it was sitting there. And I said, was I talking to? Maybe I was talking to Matt, and I was like, dude, does that mean while we were playing there, that thing
that
was
body
out?
Was there?
Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
That's
freaky,
crazy, man. That is insane. That's insane to think about.
It's okay. Just hit him.
No, it is.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I'm going a lot of weird.
And doesn't that mean that nobody would have had to have even gone in there in years?
Was it buried under the club?
I have no idea.
It was out in a shed, like he said.
Yeah, it was like in a shed. I just remember somebody.
Oh, the body was in the shed. Yeah,
so
I guess.
It was above ground. It was.
Somebody
stopped.
Shared it on Facebook like 2 years ago or something, or like last year. And that's when I read it. I can't remember all of it, but
how weird!
It was odd.
Yeah, that means nobody went in that shed.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure,
like,
if you Googled, you'd still
like,
find
like what
the
was the shed even for? That it was just sitting there. I guess I don't know. They didn't use it. I don't know. That's weird.
And was it a murder?
I have no idea.
Like, was it in a bag, or was it like just a body like up in a corner?
It was just out there.
Are you looking it up?
No.
Like maybe
I'm texting Katie. Sorry.
Maybe he got locked in.
I don't know. That's just creepy.
He died because he couldn't get out of the shed.
Yeah, it was hot.
My God, that's like a sad thought.
Yeah, dude, that's like really sad.
I mean, for the person that died, like,
yeah, of course.
They died because they couldn't get out of the fucking
shed.
There
was a little old man, and I think it was in Florida, just recently, like last week, they found his body in an elevator of a parking garage that they're remodeling.
That sucks.
He got lost, and he was like, oh, here's an elevator. I'll take the elevator up to wherever I need to go. And he got in, closed the doors, and then nothing happened. It's like my window. Nothing happened.
And then no one ever used the elevator?
No, because then they started remodeling the parking garage, so then they didn't use it.
For how long?
It was there for a couple months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And no one can hear him?
See, that's the scariest thing, man.
Yeah.
I heard a story of the day about
I'm never getting in the elevator again.
Yeah.
I should take the stairs. Shit. You need it.
I do. You really?
But no, there was a...
I'll take the gloves off.
The story about a lady and her son... was in a coma, but they figured out through some series of blinking and stuff that he wasn't in a coma, but he did have that weird thing where it's like he was totally alive but couldn't move any part of his body. So it's the whole totally the Metallica one Johnny Get Your Gun thing or whatever, where it's like the guy's trapped inside of his body. That was there's this kid like in the news like right now. I'm like, that's just, I mean, you
that's
can't. Yeah, I mean, imagine you can't talk, you can't do, you can't move. It's just you're totally alive, completely 100% alive, but you can't do anything. Just trapped inside your body. And then they put you in an elevator.
Sounds like.
Can he blink?
Yeah, I think that's how they figured out was that he was doing blinking. And
yeah,
like,
more.
You know, or whatever.
Mine would be. I know what I would.
Sounds like Kevin Geist syndrome.
Yeah, I know. But no, the moving would drive me nuts. But I would be like, dude, I can't live like this.
It would kill me. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that exactly. Simpson scare. It's like a man who's had hiccups for 10 years, and he's like, kill me, kill me.
Right. That would be me.
It's like somehow he figured out how to do Morse code. He just keeps saying, "Kill me, kill me, kill me." Kill me. You know, his eyes. I don't know. Maybe if you can hear, you know, and you can just put on headphones and you can't feel anything or whatever, maybe your mind can take you to it.
Didn't watch the new Doctor Who season. It's related. Never mind. I don't want to spoil it.
So with the Doctor Who, everybody was watching that, right? And I never watched it. And I was laying in bed, and it was nothing to watch one day, and I start watching Doctor Who, right? Season 1, Episode 1, or whatever it was.
From like the 60s? Didn't it start like a long time ago?
Or maybe it wasn't.
There's a reboot. He's
talking
about the reboot.
Okay, okay.
So I'm watching it, and I'm getting into it. And then I go to the next season, it's a different fucking guy. I'm
so,
like,
yeah. Doctor Who
like,
changes bodies.
I think now it's a girl or something. Wasn't that the big everybody was
I'm
like,
not
girl.
Saying anything. I don't want to spoil anything.
I don't know.
Yeah,
don't ruin
girl.
It. But
yeah.
I just saw it and I didn't even watch the next season. I was so pissed because I was in love with the other guy.
First guy was cool, man.
He was so great.
Was it David Tennant?
But
or
you should watch it. It gets better, man. Believe it or not, it gets better.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she was with me
yeah,
and
but,
I was
you know,
like,
Jack,
man, what happened to
that guy?
That guy,
Jack, he comes back. You know, and then there's that spin-off of his show. It was called what was this group called in Doctor Who?
The one that was really sad was the...
The what?
Yeah.
No.
The witches?
Huh?
Never mind. If y'all, have none of y'all seen Doctor Who?
No. No. The one I remember that was except really sad was...
There's another show on HBO.
The space whale. Remember the space whale?
I don't remember that season one.
Carrying the city through space.
Oh, yeah.
And they
were
torturing it. And it was really sad.
Isn't that a Hitchhiker's Guide?
Wait, I don't think that's Hitchhiker.
No,
I don't remember that Doctor.
You watch this with me.
I don't remember that Doctor.
I remember the whale falling, and then he realizes himself, and he's like, "I'm a whale. What is this coming up at me really fast? Is it soft?
I will stand by this. Do the research. There is an episode of Doctor Who where they're on, and it's where those weird
season one.
No. But there's like little heads. Remember that movie Big with Tom Hanks? What's that thing called? Those machines.
The gypsy
machines.
The fortune
teller. The episode I'm talking about, they had those machines and they had two heads and then they would turn their face and they would get all scary.
You're talking about Smiley and then Frowny?
Frowny.
That's the new season of the latest Doctor Who.
No.
Episode 3. I will show you right now.
No.
You thought you were watching the first.
You're talking
about
the emotes, right? If you got sad, they'd try to kill you.
No. One of those machines where the face turns and it gets a little angry. And then you have the option to go and watch this film and hit yes or no if you agree to it. And then if you hit yes, it'll wipe your memory of what you saw.
It was like a reality show where he goes in and
choose your own adventure.
Dude, there's so many. I don't know.
Right.
But I don't remember the whale part. I mean, I've watched all the new reboot.
Yeah. Do you remember this at all?
Mm-hmm. I remember all of it.
See, I am not crazy.
Earlier she said no.
Because she just remembered when I explained it.
We're at 46 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seem longer? Because we're boring as fuck.
No, it's because I was going to take a break and come back.
You want to take a break? We'll take a break and come back. We'll take a break because there's a lot of shit that got to be cut out.
At the beginning.
Yeah,
I didn't need to cut the conversation before.
No, that's okay. I'm going to prove him wrong during break.
Okay. All
right.
I never said you were wrong.
I just said I don't remember.
No, I know.
That is just Doctor Who, man.
Man, that was awesome. I love Pillow.
Man, me too.
That's
my
favorite.
And every time it comes on in my car, I'll be like, Richard wrote that for his daughter. And then she's always like, I know.
That's my favorite two songs on the album right now that I like is I Love the Way and Pillow People. I know I've gone back to I like it now. At first, I couldn't listen to it.
Oh, really?
I don't know why, but now I like those two songs right together. They're right next to it. It sounds cool to loop them. It's probably because of the two most melodic, I think. And there's a lot of orchestration going on in those two songs.
Oh my gosh, I love these.
My wife listens to every time I get in the truck. Every time I get into the truck and I turn it on, it's your album's in there.
And every time,
it's like I'll listen to it. I'm driving. It's not very long, and then on my way back, I'll put in. I got the Me Thanks or something else. I'll put in there, and then I won't drive the truck for a little while. Then I'll get back in the car. And the Archer's back in there. Like, every time she gets in, she's like, eject whatever Jeff's listening to, and the Archer goes in there.
The new album.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
And then she might go back and listen to the old album too.
And this is right-handed instead of left-handed, but other than that, it's Charles. Even the look on the face.
What are we looking at? Tell us what we're looking at, Susie.
Oh, sorry. We're looking at kitty stickers from
Japan.
These
are from Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, little cat stickers.
It's Henry
from Japan.
The Archer.
Oh, it is,
my
yeah.
Cat isn't we're kittens.
Frowning and going,
that's awesome.
I know.
If we were kittens in Japan.
In Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. At the game.
But Japanese, typically, so when you're drumming, you're kind of happy.
I am.
Yeah.
Lately.
So this could be right. It's holding the sticks the proper way.
I had to work on
barefoot.
It. Barefoot. No, I just look like I was always constipated in the past. But I've worked over the last 2 years, so I'm trying to smile and move around a little bit.
Not look so constipated?
I was just concentrating.
Well, and I think, too, like, it always is like, you'll catch somebody's eye out in the audience and, like, kind of point at them, and they're always like, yeah, you know? There's that connection. And they're like, yes.
I never look at anybody.
That's the singer's job. See, the drummer is behind everybody.
I've been wondering lately if people are offended at that.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
If you notice, a lot of singers look above each other. They focus on a point on the back wall. I don't know if you do. Like Denver does. When he's singing, he looks up and out over people's heads. It's real common.
Sure.
So that way it looks like you're looking at the audience, but you're not looking at anyone directly, you know?
I never noticed. I usually close my eyes the whole time. Just because I could focus.
Yeah.
I don't have good. My eyes were open, I would totally lose where I was in the song. I would just be distracted by something else in the room.
Yeah.
It could be anything. I just lose distract. So I cut back on that by just focusing and closing my eyes and focusing on what I'm doing.
But the one that's the most fun to watch is Charles Marchbanks.
Yeah, I don't know how he plays his part correctly and moves around so much. I would fuck up so bad.
That's the only way I can play it correctly.
That's what's crazy. That's like, man, if I move as much as, say, like Chase, like I just couldn't do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. But Charles makes me want to dance.
Yeah. Because Charles wants to dance.
No,
Charles does dance.
But he does. He's all, you know, it's very dancey.
He's got the Charles.
Is that what it is? It's a dance.
It's something.
It looks like a dance.
No,
you're grooving.
I think you're just
moving and
time.
Grooving.
Yeah, I just kind of feels like full body spasms.
It kind of looks like full body spasms. Why are you touching my cup? That's where my lips were. Sicko.
Kevin.
Sorry.
You know what you need to put in the beginning of this show? Maybe we can put it on something. We can cut it out of here and put it at the beginning. It should say, the thoughts and views of Kevin Geist do not necessarily represent the Funky Town podcast or Henry the Archer.
Yeah, because they
and
love
just
me.
Throw that up at the beginning.
There we are. I'm an easy target. Butt of the joke again. It's okay. I'm used to it. We meet someone new, I get ready.
I'm just fucking... Yeah.
That's the drummer's job.
Right.
I thought that was more of a dig at
Speaking of the front of the show, so the introduction, if you're wondering what the rant was from, that's from the Dead Kennedys. So I guess it's Jello
Biafra.
He was from the Dead Kennedys. That was like Austin, early 80s. They played a show, and that was his rant before he sang. They have a song called... Fuck Off Nazi Punks or something like that. So they were introducing that song. I was going to play the whole song too, but I figured that was a little bit much. But I don't know, it just seemed appropriate after the Charlotte thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to talk about the whole Charlotte thing, so I figured that's a good way to, like, without...
There's going to be some... I haven't been on Facebook a lot lately anyways, and I'm glad, because it's going to be crazy this week, bro.
It's just crazy all the time.
I don't even post anything semi-political. Like, if the only thing I post is about the band lately.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I don't want to deal with arguments.
And mine is usually kids crazy, or I share, you know, band stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not worth it, man.
I've even moved the fishing stuff because I'm like, man, I have a bunch of people who are friends with me who are only friends with me because of local music.
Right.
And they might, you know, and they put up with the kids because I got cute kids, so whatever. But, like, they might not want to watch all my fishing nonsense. So I made a fishing page.
Called Jeffrey Worm.
Yeah, Jeffrey Worm. So that
Jeffrey
way, I put on my fishing page. Check it out.
I think I already liked it.
Huh? I followed Jeffrey Worm.
And that was the idea for the Funky Town podcast, too, was to keep everything on that page and keep my personal page. But everybody's like, oh, he does the podcast, so they'll go to my page and request to be a friend. That's what I always do. So there are people that I'm friends with that don't like the Funky Town podcast page, and people who like the Funky Town podcast page who I'm not friends with, and then a bunch that overlap.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to put both. I usually use my own page more than I actually use the Funky Town
podcast page. I wish you could have a business page without having a personal page. That's where the point I'm at.
Yeah.
But you can't.
So, but, and I was going to put, the Zach Libs from the road they sent me over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do it, though, because I haven't heard it yet. And that 2 minutes was like...
It was kind of torture.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. It's like, I think it'd be okay in a podcast by itself.
Yeah.
But with us sitting here listening to it, it's kind of like... So I'm not going to listen to Zach Libs. And then they sent me another piece, which is like 20 minutes from the road. So what I'll do is I'll put those three together and release it as a podcast. Maybe Thursday, Friday. So you guys can hear it. And you haven't heard the Zach Libs, and you haven't heard the Road to Day 2 quiz or whatever that's on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I released that as well.
Cool.
That way we won't have to take up all the time with their nonsense. We'll worry about those that are here, not those that aren't here.
Right.
But we do miss those that aren't here.
I do, man.
Yeah.
Dustin's gone. Joe's gone. Zach's gone.
I miss Joe and Zach.
And I miss Joe and Zach, too.
May they rest in peace.
Well, they'll be back. Zach should be back tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah.
He'll be here next week.
They're driving back?
No, they're flying back.
I think the four of them drove up there, and then Zach and Rebecca will fly back, and then Joe and Amanda will stay into the week and fly back. So.
Is this where they bring the rhubarb home from? Is Montana?
Probably.
Yeah, that Amanda. She makes some good strawberry rhubarb.
Have you had their tea?
No.
They have tea. I think it's got rhubarb in it, peaches and something.
Cool.
I don't even know what rhubarb is.
Rhubarb?
It's a fruit. It's a vegetable.
It looks like
never
it's like
looked
celery.
It up or anything.
Yeah, that's right. It is, like, but it's sweet.
I don't know what it looks like either.
Yeah.
It's super sweet, like a fruit.
It tastes like it looks like an
It looks like celery. And then
like red celery.
Yeah, and then you
but
slice
it's
it
sweet.
Into chunks
really?
And you boil
it's really
it.
Good.
It's really
seen
sweet.
That at a grocery
store.
It's really,
yeah.
really good.
Red celery?
Yeah.
No,
it's
rhubarb.
Not a, it's yeah, it's not
it
celery.
It looks like celery.
It looks
it's
like
called
celery.
Rhubarb, and it's got big leaves.
It's delicious.
They're making this up just to mess
no,
with
No, rhubarb pie? You never have rhubarb pie?
No, I have. I'm just saying I've never heard of this.
It's completely a vegetable.
It's like,
are you sure it's not a vegetable? I mean,
I'm pretty sure it's a vegetable.
It's probably a vegetable. I thought it was a fruit because it's sweet.
Yeah,
it's just really sweet.
Okay. It's actually a fungus.
I probably got it then, Charles. I don't know about that.
He's got rhubarb under his balls.
That's right. That's with the funk from down under.
Such a stupid.
That's how funky I am.
I believe it.
Damn it, ice.
My ice is gone.
I know. Well, I've seen you do this.
Are you drinking tea?
It's
Powerade. Red. It's not tea. It's
I'm drinking this tea.
Oh, yeah, and you're big.
Powerade.
I thought it was Big Red.
I think I have a tea.
I had a response to that, but I couldn't say it, so this is not Big Red.
Okay.
It's Red Powerade.
Yeah. So when I moved to Texas, I didn't know anything about it, and I got this magazine called Texas Monthly, I think is what it's called.
That's a magazine.
Yeah, and they were talking about like things that are like quintessential Texas, and they were talking about Frito pie and like all this stuff, and then they said Big Red soda, and it smells or it tastes like you're
it's
drinking cotton candy.
Oh, it tastes like bubble gum.
I don't associate that with Texas at all.
Big Red
No one I know.
No, I thought you were going to say sweet tea.
Lived here drinks Big Red.
I drink Big Red. What about as a kid?
Aren't Takis, Texas?
Does anybody drink Big Red?
That's
anymore?
What I'm saying.
Oh, everybody
anymore.
In my work
even when I was
drinks.
Younger.
What? Really?
Everybody no in my work drinks.
You know
Big
adults
Red.
That drink Big Red?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know anybody. Even when they're kids, no one really drinks. It's weird.
I don't know. I tried it one time and I thought it was pretty gross.
That's like bubble gum.
Well, I know some people. No, you know them.
I don't know, but if you drink Big Red, holler at us. Dr. Pepper is
Welch's.
Texas, ooh. And sweet tea is big
mm-hmm.
big in Texas.
Yeah.
And they were talking about like Friday night football games and
oh,
like
yeah.
whole cities will shut down to go to the game. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
it was really pretty cool talking about, I don't know.
And
sure.
when you go to the games,
to
that's where you have Frito Pie at.
Yeah.
For the football
yeah.
games.
Hey,
yeah.
you drink your sweet tea out of a mason jar.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet tea.
I have mason jars.
We have mason jars.
Anytime I'm after I get done making pasta, that one brand, they you know, you get a free mason jar. Just
sure.
keep it and wash it, man.
Tea cup.
Guys.
Tea
cup.
Get some marinara, get a tea cup.
And we're also drinking Japanese green tea.
Mm-hmm.
And my little monk's a kitty.
That was
so
cool.
It's tea time with the Funky Town podcast.
Yeah, tea time with the Funky Town podcast.
Tea time.
Is that the title?
Sure, it can be. Keep hitting that microphone every time I put my.
Come in.
Hey, you want this?
Knock, knock. I don't know my joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Impatient chicken.
Impatient.
You didn't expect that.
No.
That's funny. So, alright, I don't have anything to talk about. You guys got anything you want to
talk
about?
I don't got shit to talk about right now. I don't. I wish I did.
Things have quieted down around the table.
They have. People were pretty fired up about
I didn't
Red,
mean to,
though.
I didn't mean to
Holy
interrupt you.
Holy fucking
yeah.
shit, babe.
That got exciting there for a second.
Jesus.
There's some Big Red controversy.
Holy God.
Yeah, I didn't think we could get to that one.
No, see, I wanted to talk about
Oh, you know what?
Sweet tea.
What? Charles just saw that new movie. He could spoil it for everybody.
Which one?
That's Zach's job. He's the worst at that. He'll come on here and be like, oh, yeah,
The Dark Tower. He saw it.
Oh, yeah.
He could spoil
it.
It.
Like
oh, would Zach
crystal?
Will spoil it on the podcast?
Yeah, he always does it accidentally. He always, he'll be talking about it.
If he does it every time, I don't think it's accidental.
It is.
He always says something and just doesn't mean it comes out. And we're like, dude, he's like, oh. I think he forgets he's on the podcast sometimes.
How funny. Hey, don't you guys have a show coming up this week?
We do. We're playing
Friday?
Mass on Friday.
Oh, you are? Yeah, it's cool.
With Sharpie, and then us, and then Unchen.
Unchen.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Yeah, so it should be really fun.
Label mate should be cool.
I love the Mass. I love the sound system.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really, really do.
I haven't heard Sharpie before, but I know that you and Chen would sound good together.
Yeah, it should be fun. And they're on hand
stuff.
Drawn also.
Yeah.
Label
mate. So it'll be fun.
Isn't Sharpie pretty punk rocky?
I have no idea.
But I want to hear the Unchen's newer stuff. I haven't seen him since we played with him at Arts Goggle
last year. Yeah.
Year before.
No, that was last year. Charles was in the band. That was last year, dude.
No.
Last October.
The one that you almost passed out at, that's where Unchen played at.
Oh, that was not Arts Goggle. That was the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards showcase show.
Yeah,
2 years ago.
Yeah, they did play
that. Yeah, so...
Yeah, but they did play Arts Goggle after us. They played at a different stage.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about
that's what I thought you were talking about.
No, same stage.
Yeah.
So, Chase... In Me Motor Scooter, the drummer,
his
girlfriend
Amy
is a
Sharpie.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Oh,
about
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
space.
It should be really fun.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of hers.
I've never seen them play, so.
I never have either. I always think of them as a Dallas band. They are a Dallas band.
They played the Peppermill Lounge with.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, because we were there.
No, it was another show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got something funny to show you. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, podcast listeners, hang on. We're just going to show us something funny.
I'm going to show you something funny. We're going to turn it the fuck up. Hold on. We're going to throw some fucking kerosene on
this
bitch.
I was thinking over here. It's like I really want to do more videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and if I was doing this one, what I would do is I would have, I'd give a camera to Richard, and then we would pull up into the parking lot, but he would be outside
Where's
filming
the
us,
one
right?
That you got? Give me the one that you got. You know the one
so
with
we,
you and him.
So we would pull up, and then you would get out of the driver seat of your car, and then you'd walk around to the back. hang on here. What is this?
Something that's crazy. Yesterday.
Was that from last night?
Yeah.
Is that the other band?
No, that's us. Oh, and that's us, because Tom played with us last night.
Okay.
Don't know.
You know who that guy is? No. He's just aware, but he's wearing a Henry the Archer shirt. Yeah, I don't know how to explain this.
It's really funny.
Like that one's good, too.
Yeah, this over here looks like a Britney punching Kevin.
No, that was her first idea, and it was quick. Hey, Kevin, I got an idea. Let's get one of me punching you. I'm all like...
So they're like little gifts.
Yeah. Susie wanted to do this, too. She's mm-hmm. so jealous.
I am jealous.
Because Britney gets to punch him out.
Mm-hmm. Look how big her smile is.
It was a good
night.
It was great.
She was so excited.
Yeah.
So my video would have you pulling up, getting out of the front seat, then walking around back to the back
you look like you're door like and opening up. Magic.
And he doesn't
look so badass.
And then you would let me out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Richard would show us walking up the stairs, and I'd be walking up the stairs looking at my phone, and then you'd be in back of me carrying all the stuff.
I really like this.
That would be funny.
It would be funny.
Yeah.
They would come in, and you'd show like a little bit, like 2 or 3 minutes of this, and then at the end, you know, I'd walk out, and you would have to walk out with all the stuff and try to open the door for me while you got stuff in your hands and everything.
You're still just looking at your phone.
Looking at my phone, kind of, and then drive off, and that's it. And then it would have like a link to this podcast or something.
Cute.
At the end of the video. It's like a little 2-minute, 3-minute thing. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be fun. We should start incorporating
I gotta get a camera. I need to set up a donation button and start asking people to donate to the podcast every week so I can get a camera.
Totally.
Yeah. What are you doing? Taking off your headphones. Acting like you're no longer part of it. You gotta wear them.
I can't hear any of the music that's just playing anyway.
There's no music playing. That's
I know,
why.
But in general, I don't need them. Like, you know what I mean? I can't really.
Do you want to play something?
Yeah, I want to listen to some music, Adam.
I have something.
What are you gonna play?
I have questions.
You have questions?
Uh huh. All kinds of questions.
Ask a question.
Yeah, turn this up.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead.
Why do you have to turn
up? Have you ever killed someone with your dad watching?
Have you ever killed someone with your dad watching?
Have
I? No.
No.
How about this one?
Is there someone knocking at the door? Is there a werewolf?
Was there somebody knocking at the door?
Is it a werewolf?
Is that Dustin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Audio quality.
Don't answer any of those questions.
Yeah, they're absolutely not. What's this phone? I don't know why all of a sudden this cord, this is my good cord, all of a sudden it's acting like crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a cone. Like a riddle.
Would you father a lesbian's child?
Absolutely.
That's Aaron from Off Radar.
Absolutely.
This was called Questions from Other Podcasts. How this one?
You back on the H Homes?
Are you back on the H Homes?
Yep.
Yep.
Like, how do you even replace a dam? I don't know how that works. I'm not an engineer.
Do you know how to replace a dam?
Like a dental dam?
No.
It's been so many years since I've replaced a dam.
I thought I had some in here with Susie, but I can't find them. Yeah, I lost the Susie one.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's
Are you going to play anything, or can I turn this
down?
You
can turn it down. We can go.
Okay. Cool.
So you have a show this week at Mass Friday.
Yes. Then the following weekend is our final release at Chief Records.
What's the date?
August 26th at 4:30 at Chief Records, and August 27th, Sunday, at Spinster Records at 2 o'clock.
Have you played at a record store before?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You played at Journey Life.
Yes, so we have played a record store before.
Right.
I was thinking of that as a library.
Yeah, it is kind of a library.
It's kind of a... But all right. That does count. It is a record store.
Yeah, it totally is.
Yes, it is.
And it's a great record store. They have a lot of stuff in there. So.
They do.
Is there other bands that are playing? Just you guys?
Just us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be out there.
Yeah. So, and we don't really have... we could play for like an hour and 15 minutes if we want. We'll see what happens.
Is it a full live band show, or is it like an acoustic kind of slim down show?
No, we're playing full live.
Yeah, I'm playing a cajon with a tambourine.
No, he's not doing that. He's not doing that.
This big didgeridoo.
But we may be bringing some stuff back from the grave just for fun, for the sake of the
convert for the sake of the event. Yeah,
we'll since you have some time.
Yeah.
You gonna bring Tom in to play trombone?
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. I don't want to give things away. I don't want to give anything away.
You would never see me on a cajon, by the way. So you always know that's a joke. I can't stand cajons.
Why?
I just...
I think they sound good.
They're okay.
I like them.
They have their application.
They have their application. Okay, I shouldn't say that. If they... the problem is a lot of... If they're applied right, then they sound great.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, right. And that's the best way to say it.
Acoustic guitar and acoustic bass, and it adds that. It just adds that rhythm element to it. It's right. Better than a bongo.
A lot of people try to
combo.
Play like a drum set beat on it instead of
because it has a kind of a snare sound.
Well, no, just to yeah.
So trying to do the doom, doom,
ch, doom, yeah, don't
doom, do, whatever.
Doom, doom, cha, da, and you're like, that song doesn't go with every song or that beat. Doesn't,
right.
You know? And there is a proper way to play it, you know. Mm-hmm. So. It's just like any percussion, you know. Someone jumps on bongos or congas and does the same thing. If percussion's applied right, it sounds good.
The first time I saw one, I was like, that's cool. You know what I'm talking about? Those little boxes that they sit on
yeah.
and they
yeah,
beat
yeah.
the front of it, mm-hmm. the little microphone in the back.
But I'm definitely not a cajon player. That's the best way.
You have no cajons.
I know cajons.
Cajones.
I'm not good at it.
All right. I can't think of anything. So next week is... Bowling for Soup, and the week after that, I think we're going to be hanging. No, the week after that, I don't know who we have on the 27th, but the week after that, we're actually going to be hanging out with Chinga Lotus. I mean, not Chinga Lotus, but Chillamundo.
Oh, sweet.
Oh no.
And we're gonna try to record something, make some sort of podcast out of whatever it is they're doing on that Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it'll be a public cool. thing, so stay tuned to Chillamundo for to figure out what's going on.
Okay.
For that.
And well, since Charles is here, I can't. Leave the night without saying, I love you,
Prez.
Love you.
So our mass next Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Friday.
Thank you.
Friday, that's right. Mass next
that's
Friday.
That's the reason I don't do any scheduling. Yeah. Mass next Friday.
All right. We'll say hello to our operator. Had a podcast out this week, and mm-hmm. so did Intoxicated Gamers. So I guess they're back. So check out those boys. And the Jerry Jonestown Massacre are releasing part two of the Ned Files podcast that they did in California. He's on the road, so he recorded two shows in California.
Yeah, so...
He's putting that up this week.
Isn't yeah. he overseas?
Yeah, he's
dude.
Overseas right now.
Is that just a vacation,
he's in Italy.
Or is it a
no,
paid
I think it's,
work
I think
thing?
It's vacation.
Okay.
Him and the wife going to Venice and...
With Italy. Another couple.
Yeah. Maybe it's a swinging thing.
Well, it's possible.
I want to go on one of those swinging European tours.
Highly probable.
Maybe
one of those swinging European tours.
Yeah, I think it's...
I can picture him doing that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll stop.
Shut up. No one caught it until you pointed
it
out.
I didn't even hear anything.
I said maybe they decide to stay.
Oh. He said he'll be listening to this. He said that he's got a lot of flights, so to make sure that these are really good. So I'm going to apologize now for this one not
I love you, Dustin.
Yeah. Sorry, this wasn't any good.
No, this is fun. I think it's cool sitting over at somebody else's house doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just on a little recorder. We had nice chips and salsa from Brittany.
And mango and avocado.
And
rock and delicious. Delicious.
And some green tea. Mm-hmm. So, all right. We'll pick up a record in a couple weeks. Check them out at Mass or the record store.
Zip.
And I don't know, man.
I
guess that's it.
Okay.
Cool.
I wish my phone worked better.
Yeah.
Bye.
So.
Bye,
everybody.
How much is a lot?